the world. I'm John Batchelor. FedGov Today, Francis Rose is the host, introducing me to the scale and the mission of the federal government. In this instance, cyber, digital, the world that we're living now, the AI world, all of that, and security. Francis, a very good evening to you. Your guest at FedGov Today, Wendell Del Foster, Executive Director of Joint Forces Headquarters, DOD Information Network, which has a wonderful acronym, JFHQDODIN. The only thing I can be sure of is that it's the Department of Defense. What is his mission? Good evening to you, Francis.
Good evening, John. Thanks for having me on the program. JFHQDODIN's mission is to basically secure and defend the information network that the entire Defense Department uses. That's the joint piece of it, all of the military services combined under one umbrella. And JFHQDODIN works in combination with pretty much all of the information technology offices across the department, but primarily with the Defense Information Systems Agency. And another one of my guests recently is the commander of both, is the commander of JFHQDODIN and the director of the Defense Information Systems Agency, Lieutenant General Robert Skinner. And so those, the missions of those two organizations, although they are not the same, are very closely tied together regarding how they support the IT enterprise that underpins the Department of Defense, John.
So this is the Department of Defense's Cyber Command? Is that what it's working with, or is it part of Cyber Command? How is it in the organizational chart?
So Cyber Command is a separate organization, and it is JFHQDODIN is a component command inside Cyber Command. Cyber Command is the broader structure across that JFHQDODIN lives underneath. And so it's a complicated structure, and it's not always clear to the outside person. In fact, one of the folks that I talked to, one of the support personnel for Del Foster and some of the other DODIN personnel I talked to recently at an event called TechNet Cyber in Baltimore, told me that not even some folks inside the Department of Defense are clear on what DODIN does. Just this quickly from their website, JFHQDODIN, the website reads, leads DOD's unified force approach to network operations, security, and defense across the Defense Department of Defense Information Network. The global command and control responsibility underpinning all DOD missions works to ensure mission assurance and bolster DOD's competitive advantage. So you can get a sense of that at the scope of that, as you alluded to at the beginning of this conversation, John. It's a huge, huge responsibility and a huge undertaking.
Yes, Del Foster said they were responsible from the strategic level to the tactical level.
Mm-hmm.
That means that there is no end to this mission. He used the metaphors of terrain and battle space. Is that commonplace now? Is that how they talk about it?
I would say that's been commonplace for a long time. I mean, one of the things that I think the Defense Department had an advantage over the civilian agencies regarding technology for a long time was they understood that it was a tool in the warfighter's tool belt, potentially, where I think some, at least, of the civilian agencies, even as far back as 1982, when the personal computer first came about, thought about the tools as ends to themselves. Oh, we should get a fill in the blank, whatever the newest evolution of technology was, where warfighters, in my experience, tend to look at things as far as what can I do with that? Or what, in some cases, what can I kill with that? And or how can I defeat the enemy with that? And so thinking about them as tools in the arsenal rather than ends or as ends themselves. And that's what is bringing Dell to, I think, to come to that language. You know, we talked about organizing the battle space regarding cyber. Cyber now is regarded by the Defense Department as the domain unto itself, land, sea, air, space, cyber. And that's, they're thinking about cyber as both a place to conduct war and a place to deter war. And that's the reason why, and he goes into, in our conversation, he goes into explaining what organizing the battle space means and how he goes about doing that, and his colleagues at Doden go about doing that. But it's been, I would say that is how they have thought about it and the language that they have used about cyberspace for a long time, John.
HHS, Health and Human Services. The reason we can't afford the future is Health and Human Services. Medicare and Medicaid, and we have a countdown until we have to cut the benefits or do something dramatic. Watching that countdown is Lamont Yarborough, Chief Information Security Officer at the Department of Health and Human Services. A deal of my education with you, Francis, is learning what these acronyms mean.
That's right.
That's CISO. You don't say Chief Information Security Officer. If you're an insider, you say CISO. What is CISO? What's the mission of CISO?
The Chief Information Security Officer of CISO is responsible for basically the cybersecurity posture and the cyber defenses of a federal agency. And in advance that, based on my comments of a moment ago, an advance that I think a lot of agencies have made is that they understand that cyber defenses are not important for the sake of just the cyber defenses. They're defending the network against intrusions, and they're protecting the information, in particular data that goes across those networks from adversaries that want to steal that data, or increasingly are happy to not steal the data, but to modify it, to try to make it look like something that it isn't. And so the responsibility, the portfolio of the CISO in just about every organization is to provide oversight and leadership on the security posture, particularly the cybersecurity posture of that organization's networks.
So a CISO, Chief Information Security Officer, is part of IT. What is his relationship to the Chief Information Officer?
In most cases, the CISO reports to and is overseen by the Chief Information Officer and provides a number of support services and capacity to the CIO office. That's not universal. There's kind of no two organizations in the federal government are exactly the same. But in most cases, the support network around a chief information officer, even if these folks aren't direct reports, are the CISO, as we've already discussed, a chief technology officer whose responsibility is normally to understand what the art of the possible is regarding technology, to kind of look over the horizon at the technologies that might be useful to that agency now and in the future, and the chief data officer, who is responsible for understanding how the data within an organization is collected, is secured, is collated and curated and disseminated throughout the organization. Those are the four major jobs inside the information technology operations in federal agencies today.
The joy of this for me, Francis, is that I know when we started more than almost 25 years ago, none of this existed. The show is FedGov Today, Francis Rose on Sunday mornings in Washington, D.C., as well as a podcast and a video cast. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.